Throughout history, adoption has been used by countless people to help children and to create families. One Worcester couple has done just that, adopting two boys in the past 3 years. WKLM continues today with the second part of a series highlighting two area couples who chose adoption. Seth and Rachel Miller attend Millersburg Mennonite Church. Adoption was something the couple talked about before getting married, and unsuccessful fertility treatments made adoption the natural next step. Rachel Miller says she and her husband chose to seek a child in the U.S.
We saw a lot of needs in the communities around us and just felt that it was best for us. I think some of the perks of domestic adoption are that they're a little bit cheaper and they also tend to have a shorter waiting time.
Braden Miller is almost three, while Jordan is nearly a year old. Rachel Miller says that while Braden's adoption was quick and smooth, Jordan's journey into the family was more roundabout.
Jordan, we ended up having the birth mom decide to take him home for 2 weeks and then changed her mind, and we ended up adopting him then. But despite all of the pain and the long process, it ended up bringing us more blessings than we ever could have imagined. And when everything finally works out, it's just hard to describe the joy that you feel. We'll never take the gift of our boys for granted.
Adopting a child involves a lot of work. The Millers first had to choose an agency to work with, then filled out paperwork, went to training sessions, and interviewed with a social worker. Their home also had a safety inspection and a fire inspection to make sure it was suitable for children. Since the Millers were adopting domestically, they created a profile scrapbook for prospective birth mothers. Miller says she was surprised by how much empathy she came to feel for those women.
I hadn't really thought about that before we started the process, but through the process, we just found that our boys' birth moms are just incredibly strong, selfless women, and we'll forever be grateful to them and respect them.
Since the Millers pursued open adoptions, the family communicates with the boys' birth moms several times a year. Miller says she believes that an open adoption, where possible, is actually healthier for the child.
Adopted children tend to have lots of questions, and so I think it's just a way to start out completely open and honest with them from day one so that they'll always have those answers to their questions. And we'll hopefully have healthier relationships with us as a result of having those answers.
The Millers say the process of adopting has been a huge blessing in their lives. As of now, they aren't planning on adding more children to their family, but aren't closing the door on the possibility.